Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is June 15th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Meta AI Privacy, AI Open Source, AI Weather, 3D AI Tool. Meta AI Privacy. Meta AI users now have the option to publish their prompts in a dedicated app, raising questions about user awareness. The newly launched Meta AI app, separate from its Instagram and WhatsApp chatbot, features a Discover feed showcasing shared queries. Interestingly, some feeds contain sensitive or confidential information, leading to speculation about user intent. Reports indicate that users may unknowingly share intimate details, with some prompts revealing personal issues or even confessions of crimes. Despite a prompt confirmation process advising users not to include personal data, many proceed believing they are anonymous or simply being open. The app, available on Google Play Store and Apple's App Store, also exists as a web application. AI Open Source. Artificial intelligence is having a significant impact on the development of open source software, offering new opportunities while presenting fresh challenges for the community. As AI shakes up open source project communities, developers face crucial questions. Can open source code be freely used to train AI models? How does AI help or hinder open source projects, whether in answering code questions, programming, or project management? What exactly is open washing, and what role does open source play in the EU AI Act? The community itself offers answers to these questions, with deeper insights available in videos from recent open source conferences, such as the Open Community Experience, EclipseCon, OSGI Summit, and FOSDM 2025. Representatives from the Eclipse Foundation, the event's organizer, also provide valuable perspectives. AI Weather. Google DeepMind and Google Research have launched WeatherLab, an online platform showcasing AI models designed to predict tropical cyclones. This innovative experimental model employs advanced neural networks to estimate the formation, trajectory, intensity, size, and shape of storms up to 15 days in advance. According to Google DeepMind, the model has demonstrated more accurate results in testing than traditional physics-based systems such as the ENS from the European Center for Medium-Range Weather Forecasts or the HAFS from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Collaborators like the U.S. National Hurricane Center and the Cooperative Institute for Research in the Atmosphere in Colorado assess these predictions. WeatherLab serves as a research tool, supplementing official warning systems and even offering access to historical storm forecasts. 3D AI Tool. PartCrafter introduces an innovative method by combining segmentation and reconstruction into a single process. Using a specially developed AI model, it analyzes images to directly generate multiple connected parts as printable 3D objects. This technique relies on a latent diffusion transformer to translate image structures into geometric shapes. Trained on an extensive dataset including 50,000 3D objects with about 300,000 individual parts, it creates complete constructions even from partial images. Compared to other tools like HoloPart, PartCrafter delivers superior detail and speed, processing on standard chips in about 30 seconds. This efficiency lowers barriers for users. The software extracts complex structures from a single photo, like breaking down a chair in a living room image into separate 3D modules for printing. With its open license and high precision, PartCrafter offers a versatile solution for both professionals and hobbyists. The developers provide public access to the code and data, with official releases expected by mid-July. Future updates might include object annotations and physical properties like weight or material strength. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.